Welcome to Book Notes Review, WBJC's mid-month series highlighting current and upcoming releases. This month, two memoirs and two novels, all by women. The actor Viola Davis is the first African-American to have achieved the Triple Crown of Acting, an Academy Award, a Primetime Emmy Award, and two Tony Awards. Time magazine has called her one of 100 most influential people in the world, and the New York Times ranked her ninth on its list of the greatest actors of the 21st century. But she came from a crumbling apartment in Central Falls, Rhode Island, and struggled to find a voice in a world that didn't always see her. She describes her memoir, Finding Me, which she reads in the audio version, as a love letter of sorts to self, to anyone who needs reminding that a life worth living can only be born from radical honesty and the courage to shed facades and be you. Left on 10th, A Second Chance at Life is a memoir from Delia Ephron, author, playwright, and screenwriter, most famously You've Got Mail, directed by her late sister Nora Ephron. The book, also read by the author in the audio version, is part widow memoir, part illness memoir, and part late-life rom-com. It's intimately honest and funny by turns, with that kind of personal detail that somehow makes it universal. For fans of Jennifer Egan's 2010 Pulitzer Prize-winning book, A Visit from the Goon Squad, she now offers a companion piece. The title of her new release, The Candy House, alludes to the treacherous but tempting structure in the Hansel and Gretel fairy tale. This story hinges on a tech product called Own Your Unconscious, which allows characters to upload memories. To explore this elusive construct, Jennifer Egan uses myriad characters going back and forth chronologically from multiple points of view, omniscient to the first person plural to a duet of voices, even an epistolary chapter and a chapter of tweets. The way she corrals all these moving parts is ambitious and thrilling. The title French Braid by Baltimore novelist Anne Tyler refers to the crimps left in hair after it is unbraided, and it's a metaphor for the ripples of family life that are crimped in forever. In her 24th novel, Anne Tyler takes a long view of the Garrett family, spanning 60 years and multiple generations from the 1950s to the pandemic, as she examines their gene pool reticence bordering on furtiveness. Anne Tyler fans will recognize her trademark emotional resonance with an undercurrent of mourning poignancy. I'll post these selections on the book notes page on our website, wbjc.com, if you'd like to follow up.